Blog Talk Radio.
Hey, everybody. This is Frankie, and Mr. Anthony's here, and you're listening to My Supernatural Life. It is 6 p.m. straight up in L.A., and we're out here in this area. And, I have Mr. Anthony on the line here. Hey, what's going on, Mr. Anthony? How are you doing?
Greetings, Frankie. So, you know, what I'm seeing right now, it's going to be a new moon. A lot of stuff in Gemini right now, everybody. You're looking at the new moon of May 22nd, 2020. Moonless moon, Narka the moon, no moon. There's going to be sun, moon, north node, and Venus all in Gemini. So what does that mean, Mr. Anthony? It means that Venus retrograde represents money, the goddess of money. Venus is, it's in Gemini, air sign. It's going to really help a lot of people who are air signs. Gemini, of course, Libra, which is balance, and Aquarius, which is networking. And that's going to last until about August 10th. So Venus is retrograde right now till June 20th, 2020. So it basically means reevaluate, reconsider, reschedule anything with money and finances till June 20th. So have you felt that one, Frankie? Because since you're a Gemini, have you been going through a reevaluation timeline?
Yes. Yeah. I mean, it's really interesting how, you know, there's a big shift in money for me, and just everything. Like, everything is like every day is a new adventure. And reevaluating and, you know, going forth accordingly with whatever it is that I see, right? So, and it was so interesting because I talked to you on Tuesday and I was like, yeah, you know, yesterday I had this big, I don't know, I woke up and I just was like, nope, I had a huge shift in one area of my life and just something, you know, it's not bad. I just felt differently on Tuesday. And you were like, yeah, well, Venus went into retrograde yesterday. And I was like, it did? Oh my goodness. So, those things are always so, I don't know, it's just interesting when you feel the shift and then you find out that something is actually happening that, you know, in my opinion, has some influence on it, you know? So, and of course, you know, we have to do whatever we are responsible for, you know, take the action, be wise, you know, all that. But I find things really interesting when you say things like, you know, Venus is in retrograde and this is what it means. And then there's something that just happened that is kind of aligned with what you just said. So, yeah, it's been pretty cool. Maybe that's why I'm so tired. I don't know.
So we're going to have like a Gemini party. Sun represents Leo in Gemini, and the sun goes into Gemini on May 22nd. So you're looking at sun, which is creativity. The moon is emotions. Mercury is daily routine. And Venus is money, and Venus is retrograde. So with Mercury in Gemini, everybody, you're lucky that since Gemini is an air sign, if you can be outside as much as you can, and if you do a lot of computer stuff, if you could take like a break every 2 hours and go outside, that would help you, especially if you're Gemini, Virgo, Taurus, Libra.
Right.
That would help you during this time as far as going outside. Why? Because Gemini is an air sign. And then we also have Mars in Pisces. We have Mars in Pisces, and that's interesting. So if you're a water sign, female, Pisces, Cancer, Scorpio, you could get pregnant between now and June 25th. Why? Because Mars is the god of reproduction and getting pregnant, and it's going to be in a water sign, Pisces, and a lot lot of people could be getting pregnant. Then the other energy I'm seeing here with the planets, it's going to be Mars conjunct Neptune through June 29th. Okay, so a lot of people ask me, is that good or bad? It basically means that either are looking for spiritual meaning in life, or they could be looking to escape from life through drugs or alcohol.
Mm.
So we'll see
okay.
how that pans out. But Mars in Pisces does mean taking action with spirituality, but also taking action with being around water, because Pisces is a water sign.
Right. Yeah.
And Pisces means
okay.
spirits.
Yeah, spirits. Like spirits, like ghosts or spirits we drink?
Correct, both. Because don't they call alcohol spirits?
Mm-hmm. Right.
So my feeling is a lot of people might be wanting to escape because they're looking for God through escapism. And it could be any kind of addiction. It could be technology, computer, drugs, alcohol. TV. Because
right.
Pisces
right.
does mean addiction.
Pisces means addiction?
Yes, it does.
That's interesting.
So Pisces
I've never
also
heard you
means acceptance, self-acceptance, forgiveness, compassion, a charity for other people.
Mm-hmm.
So that's going to be going on with Mars in Pisces. And then we have Jupiter retrograde in Capricorn. So a lot of people ask me, is that good or bad, Mr. Anthony? Well, it means if you're an earth sign, Capricorn, Taurus, or Virgo, reevaluate your business plans to expand. But it also means to reevaluate your ideas about your business. So that's another retrograde sign there. Okay, Jupiter also means whatever you believe. It means the higher mind, of God or the goddess within you, where you reevaluate your belief system, whatever you believe. And what do you believe in, Jackie, Frankie, what do you believe in?
I believe in all kinds of stuff, you know. I was raised Catholic, so I have some of that belief, and, you know, I'm a Buddhist, so I believe in, you know, power of chanting and creating world peace. So, you know, I got all kinds of stuff. I believe in, like, the things that, you know, your astrology forecasts, because they're so, I don't know, it makes sense to me for the first time. You know, I know that this has been around forever, and it, you know, it's a real interesting perspective in understanding how we are and things that happen in the world, you know, and, yeah, so I don't know. I believe in a lot of stuff.
And you,
yeah.
Do you believe in magic?
I do believe in magic. You know I do. Yeah,
wow.
For sure.
It's
yes,
true.
Magic is awesome.
And then we also have transiting
yeah.
Saturn in Aquarius retrograde. That started May 10th. It's going to be retrograde July 1st, 2020. Okay, so what does that mean, Mr. Anthony? It means all the restrictions going on now will be lifted more and more so between now and July 1st, 2020.
Mm-hmm.
And then they might okay. even be lifted sooner than the late July forecast, because of course means there could be unexpected action with the government regarding the restrictions. That's going to last till July 1st. So
right.
In other words, with all this Gemini activity, everybody, with the Gemini energy, a lot of any kind of restrictions for air travel, because Gemini is an air sign, that they would be lifted little by little between now and June 20th. So a lot
okay.
of stuff going on.
A lot of stuff. Well, our switchboard looks like it's hopping, so we can start taking some calls, and I'll be saying hi, you're on the air, and then, you know, you'll just tell us your name, where you're from, and your date of birth, and then your one question from Mr. Anthony. And yeah, so here we go.
How are you guys doing tonight?
Hey, we're
good.
Great.
How are you?
How are you?
Good, good. Thank you. Very good. My name is Janet, and I'm from Virginia. And my question is, I have a husband in spirit, and could you pick up any messages from him?
And what is your date of birth, Janet?
7/25.
What year?
1963.
Okay, so your question is your husband who passed around you in spirit?
Well, if he has any messages for me or anything,
okay.
I know he's here. I mean, I can feel him. I can feel him.
Okay, here's what I'm feeling. Yes, he's around you a lot. The message I'm feeling is that he wants you to look at the positive side of his passing and that he chose to leave when he left, and that for you to focus on your own spirituality in your own way.
Yes.
Because you being a Leo, Leo means it's a fire sign. Mm-hmm. You have a lot of heart. You love from the heart. And sometimes it might be hard for you to let go.
Yes,
but I'm also
seeing
that you're not really grieving now, is that you're more in the middle about the whole deal. You know, I'm kind of feeling something about jewelry. Did he leave any kind of like jewelry behind? Rings, watches, stuff like that?
I wear his wedding ring around my neck on a chain.
Okay, you guys have 5 kids or 4 kids?
No, well, we have a blended family.
You only have one?
No, it's 5 altogether.
Well, 5,
it's
okay,
a blended family,
yeah.
Though. Yes, it's 5 altogether.
Have,
it's a blended family.
You guys have the 2 daughters?
He had the 2 daughters. Yes, he had the 2 daughters.
What I'm feeling is that your husband who passed would like you to have more communication with them.
Yes, I would too, but unfortunately that's not the case. I would love to, but I can't make them do what they don't want to do.
Or you're looking at the flip side, where if there's any drama there, if you go through forgiveness, that would help you. There's nothing personal because they have their own issues. Don't blame yourself.
Yeah, and that's it. I wish it was different, but I can't control another person's actions, you know.
Exactly. In other words,
you
reached out, Janet, and you were rejected, so to speak, but it has nothing to do with you.
Yes.
It's their own grief, or whatever you want to call it. So what is your vibe, Frankie?
No, what you said, it sounds, spot on, and... You know, I always say people are going through what they're going through, and, if the kids may be going through their own grieving, and not past it quite as gracefully as you have been. So it's such a weird thing when someone passes, personalities and grief comes up in ways that we don't expect. So we gotta, don't be a doormat. I always say, have some, a little extra compassion. Like, we don't have to say anything about it or agree or disagree. Just know that people are having a hard time, grief is such a crazy.
Yeah.
So it's like getting your wind knocked out of you and you can't get up,
I'm very well aware of that.
Yeah. All right, well, thank you so much for calling in and, check in with us again. Let us know how things go.
I will. Thank you very much. Have a nice evening.
Thank you,
Jeff.
Bye-bye. Thank you.
You too. Bye.
Thank you. Have a good night. Bye.
Yeah, grief is just, gosh, oh, my God. It's so.
Well, that's a very good point there. Frankie, Jackie, Frankie, I'm being a Gemini myself. Gemini's always in twos. My feeling is that it's a notion, it's okay to grieve, but sometimes you can go through non-grieving, because a lot of people do non-grieving after somebody passes, and they hold it back, whatever, like you said. And then sometimes with grieving, people grieve for a long time. So
yeah.
My vibe is to always strive for the middle ground. Do both, grieving and
right.
non-grieving.
Right.
But,
right.
but it is easier said than done.
What's that?
Because it is emotional, like you said. It's like having the wind knocked out of you.
It is, and you just can't get up no matter what. So
right.
It's kind of hard. So I'm guessing that the kids are not quite where she is. So, you know, it's a very private process. Everybody's got
it
their
is.
Timeline. Yeah. Okay. Well, we're going to go to another caller here. Hi, you're on the air.
Hi.
Hi.
Hi. Who are we speaking to? Where are you calling from?
My name is Maria, and I call from New York.
New York. And what's your date of birth, Lydia?
Today is my birthday.
Oh, happy
birthday.
Thank you. 1942, May 15th.
What year were you born, Maria?
42.
42.
How can we help you tonight? How can we help you tonight? Any special questions?
Let us say I'm here in general.
Okay, so just in general.
Yes, please.
So you know you're a Taurus of Bull, so that means you're very
yeah.
patient. Very patient. You like
yeah.
stability. You like to be around people. But you don't like Geminis like Frankie.
No, wait a minute.
You never know about
no.
Geminis. Okay, you know what?
No.
I'm kind of seeing. Are you going through a crisis, Maria? Or is everything okay?
No.
You're not going through a crisis?
No. Why?
What about anybody you know?
No, I don't know anybody.
Yep, see, the family's healthy. Family's healthy there. Drink more water. And are you happily married or non-married?
No, my husband has passed away.
Okay. How long has it been? 5 years, 10 years?
No, I'm going to be 80s now in June.
Okay.
It was a good husband.
So I'm kind of feeling that you need to get out more and be more sociable, but if you're a hermit for the next month, that's okay, because then you're lucky. Well, you might go the other way where you want to be more sociable, get out more. I'm seeing for you is like get out more and be around people more.
I see.
Like, and basic exercise, too, nothing too much, but just basic exercise.
Thank you.
So good luck to you, Maria.
Excuse me?
Do you have any other questions?
I got it. Can I ask you something, please? Hello?
Hello?
What was that? Did you have a question?
Yes, please. I got it somebody that used to work here for me. And now I don't see you, I call and nobody answers me. You see, she's coming back again. I really need
the
so
there was
somebody.
Somebody was working for me again.
Oh, is somebody going to be working for you again?
They're coming back.
Oh, coming back. Okay. Good question. The answer is yes, like in the next 2 to 4 weeks.
Oh, yeah?
Yeah,
thank
so just
you.
Be patient, and then you'll be okay.
Thank you very much.
You're welcome, Maria. Good luck to you. Good night.
Happy birthday, Maria.
Happy birthday.
Lydia.
Thank you very much. Thank you very much. Thank you.
Okay,
thank you for being nice to Gemini people.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Thanks so much. Oh, my goodness. Oy, oy, oy. Yeah, no, she was asking because she said she has somebody that was working for her, but then she's called them and they don't answer.
Oh,
she was wondering if they were going to come back on today's her birthday.
And the people that she was calling were Gemini people who were being the other twin.
Oh, my God. Gemini people.
Which way does the wind blow? Gemini's an earth sign, and you know that already.
Man, yeah, that's something. God, I wonder, like, I should have asked her, like, how things are in New York, you know, with everything going on, and it's been such a... just seeing the news is just unbelievable what's happened over there. And then one of my good friends, her son got accepted to Columbia, and he's going. And I mean, I don't know what that's going to be like, because I know here in California, all of the Cal State schools and the community colleges have announced that their fall semester is going to be online 100%.
Really?
So I don't know what's happening across the nation, but here we're, it's gonna be some more time here, for school, anyway, you know.
So that's for colleges, correct?
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
So that would also include like junior colleges and high schools, correct?
Mm-hmm. I don't know about that. I'm not really sure. I mean, it's. I think they said. I can't even remember. There's so much news here every day that it's hard to keep up with everything. And then today's Friday. I keep thinking today's Saturday. So today's Friday.
Yeah, you know, I agree with you. It had like a Saturday vibe.
It does have a Saturday vibe, doesn't it?
It does. It really does, yeah.
A lot of people here at the beach, because they opened the beaches today, but they didn't. So you can go to the beach, but you have to be moving. Like, you can't lay out in the sun. You have to be walking, surfing, you know, doing something. You can't just come and throw your blanket out and have a picnic. You have to be moving. So... there were a lot of surfers this morning, and, you know, the street on PCH is still, parts of it are blocked off, and other parts are open. It's weird, like there's no kind of rhyme or reason to how they've done it, but it's been, so.
Incredible.
Yeah. Yeah.
So that would be another key vibration of Venus and Gemini, because Gemini is always about information, and we have Sun, Moon, North Node, Mercury, Venus, all in five signs in Gemini out of 10. So Venus retrograde in Gemini means everybody to reevaluate the information that you receive every day. Is it too much, not enough, or what?
Yeah, that's what I do, like with the information. I'm just like, okay, I don't want to see that. I have an ability to just kind of glaze over and, like, just, like, pass, like, not really get into the, you know, if it's
details.
A headline. Yeah,
right.
I'm just like, yeah, I don't want to see it. Nope. You know, so.
Exactly.
Yeah.
So say no to the nope-a-dope.
Nope-a-dope?
Just say no. See, that's another
funny.
Good point, because Mars in Pisces means, do you have are you addicted to TV? Are you addicted to the computer? Are you addicted to the Wi-Fi? It goes on and on, because that's what Pisces means. It means addiction.
Mm-hmm.
Or are you putting with Mars in Pisces till June 25th? Are you taking action with having moderation between the spirit world and the earth world? You know, you can do both. You know.
Mm-hmm.
Which definitely
means
taking action with being around water. So a lot of people are going to be busy at the beaches between now and June.
Mm-hmm.
Late June.
Wow. Well, it's always packed over here anyway, just because it's...
Well, that's a good thing for you, because you can go out there and sell hot dogs.
I could sell hot dogs. I could sell tamales.
Yeah, there you go.
I know.
You could sell a menudo.
No, that's messy.
You could sell just about anything.
I know. So, so hold on. I think we may have, hold on. I don't know. I see a caller on the switchboard, but I'm not sure that they want.
Is it 111111?
No, not today. The 111 is not here. I'm going to pick up. Let's see. Hold on. Hello? Hi.
Hello.
Hi. What is your name and where are you calling from?
My name is Luna Salinas, and I'm calling from Malibu, California.
And what's your date of birth?
3/31/01.
Awesome. And do you have a question?
Well, thank you for calling.
Thank you. I don't really have a question. I just, you know, called in, say hi. How is everybody?
So
we're
you
good.
Know that, so you know you're an Aries, right?
Yeah.
And you don't really get along with Gemini people either, do you?
I do.
Do you?
My mom's a Gemini.
What about when Geminis have that temper?
Oh, yeah.
Oh.
Not very fun.
What about Aries? Aries is known for having a temper, too.
Yeah. There's a little clash.
You know what? I just pulled you a card, dude. Do you have an interest in surfing or anything with water sports or sports in general?
Yes, I play water polo, and I love to go to the beach and just, like, be in the water. I've been trying to, before the beach is closed down, I tried to teach myself how to surf. But
okay, so that's going to last for, like, another couple of months.
Yeah.
So just be extra careful, like, in the month of June with currents.
With
when you're in the water. When you're with the water current, be extra careful.
Okay.
Meaning it might be a little bit high waves, whatever, with Mercury retrograde in the month of June.
Yeah.
I'm also seeing something with money or getting a part-time job, whatever, to make some extra money.
I'm working right now. I work at Starbucks, and I actually just bought myself a computer, which is a pretty big deal. Like my first adult investment.
So, yeah, so you're in alignment there. So, good move.
Yeah.
And are you going to college?
I am.
So, I'm seeing, so you have to do everything online, correct?
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
So, the only thing I'm seeing is that you being an Aries, which is a fire sign, either too much sun or not enough sun in the next couple of months. So if you're going to spend a lot of time on the computer, if you can go outside every 2 hours, that would help your energy.
Yeah. I try to get outside every single day. I don't like sitting in front of a screen all day, you know?
Exactly. So do you have two girlfriends that you should not be friends with or any issues there?
I have two really good friends, but I think I should be friends with them.
Okay, so everything's okay there.
Yeah, I have two really good best friends.
And the other thing I've seen too with the surfing bit is do some basic stretching before and after you're in the water.
Okay.
So good luck to you, dude.
Thank you.
Also, are you going to transfer from the college now? You have good luck with applying for scholarship money for another year.
Yeah, I want to transfer out eventually.
Or you could look into any kind of scholarship program in the next 12 months and get more information that you qualify for.
Okay.
Yeah. Whatever you qualify for, you could put 20% away from Mr. Anthony.
Okay.
I'll make sure to do that.
20% commission, no, but Buddy Girl will say, what about her 20%? That leaves you with 60%.
That's plenty.
So good luck, dude.
Thank you.
You're welcome.
Thanks for listening and calling in. That's funny.
Isn't it?
What? What's that?
It is funny.
Yeah, we have
so with all this Gemini, and you're a Gemini, Frankie, there's going to be a lot of stuff, a lot of activities going on. It's going to be Sun, Moon, Mercury, Venus, North Node. So that means all your projects, there's going to be a lot more projects coming your way for the next 3 months.
Well, that's good. I want good, lucrative projects. I'm ready.
Exactly.
That's what I've been working towards. So, yeah, this is... time. It's time. It's just time. Pretty fun.
Time to manifest.
Mm-hmm. Big time. Yeah. Yeah. I always felt like 2020 was going to be, like, amazing for me. And you know what? It has been. I mean, I know that we're in this kind of crazy pandemic. But for me personally, it just continues to get really good. So I'm happy about that. And I'm taking advantage of this time to, you know, be creative and do all the stuff that we can't always do because we're commuting and, you know, all the busy, right? And all that stuff has been removed and now we can do other stuff. So that's been pretty great.
And I would say the positive side is that for people to understand, for the whole world, to understand that the balance between life, between living and non-living, that you never know.
That's true. Yeah.
Is that some things can be taken away at any given moment.
Mm-hmm.
And to be aware of that, I mean, you don't want to be obsessed with it, but to be aware that living on Earth is a privilege to be here and to enjoy every moment.
Yes.
So I would say that's a positive side to what's going on now.
Yeah, just really like kind of what if, I mean, you know, any day can be it, but I think we're really present to that now, right? It's any day is it, and I think that's what we're learning and getting to appreciate during this time. So we have one more caller we can take. Hello, you're on the air. Who are we speaking to? Hello, 347. Hello. Okay. Well, we can't hear you, 347, so I can't pick up your call. We'll go back over there in a minute, but anyway. Yeah, so here we are. So what's this weekend? We have a Venus retrograde we're in. So this weekend, let's just like talk about this weekend.
So this weekend, everybody, you're looking at the Pisces moon right now till Sunday, Monday. So it basically means anything with the moon in Pisces right now. Meditation, quiet time, candles, bathing, being around water. And then the moon goes into Aries on Monday night, Tuesday, Wednesday. So Aries is a fire sign. It means to initiate. It's kind of like a new beginning. To initiate your projects, whatever they may be.
Okay.
Because Aries is always about action.
All right.
And then the moon goes into Taurus Wednesday, Thursday, That's the, like a money sign or anything will materialize as far as your money interest. And then we have the new moon in Gemini, which is dark of the moon, new beginnings. So with the new moon coming up, sun, moon, Mercury, Venus, North Node, you can write down your goals with the new moon, new beginnings, dark of the moon, moonless moon. You write down all your goals for the following 30 days with career and money and reevaluate your money situation.
Mm-hmm.
So a lot of stuff going on with the moon.
The moon. All right. Well, we'll try to see about this caller one more time.
Hi.
Hi, you're on the air. There you are.
Hi, it's Tamika. It's Tamika. Sorry.
Hey, Tamika.
I'm on the phone just now.
Hey,
hi.
Hey, what's going on?
I wanted to check in with you guys to see if you see any changes coming up for me, because lately I've been, like, talking in my sleep a lot, and I mean, like, saying full sentences into my pillow, like, answering the person back in a dream, like, out loud. And I don't know what that's about, if it has to do, I really just don't know what it's about. And I don't know if it's because, like, I want to move from here so bad that I'm starting to go crazy or something. And Frank is still there, and I'm still, you know, not giving in, of course. I do miss him, but I'm not going for that. So I'm still not with anyone. So I just wanted to just ask, like, what you see going on and if you see any changes coming up.
And
Frankie, I'm glad you're having a good year, because I know Geminis have it hard. Sometimes they get upset a lot. I've had a lot of Gemini girlfriends. And I know you guys are emotional.
We are.
And they all have a temper. They all have a temper, don't they?
Yeah, they do. But they're very sensitive, too. You know, they don't show it, but that's why they get so upset. They don't like to show. They don't like all that emotional stuff, but behind closed doors, they're really fun. So I'm glad she's having a good year.
I am.
And
your date of birth doesn't mean I don't get emotional. Sorry.
Your date of birth is 9/3/78, correct?
Yeah.
Okay, so you want to know about the move, Tanika?
Yeah, if you see any changes coming up, because I've been this. I feel like I'm getting weirder and weirder as I want to move, but I don't see a way that it can happen. I feel like it's making me start to go crazy or something. Because I've been talking in my sleep.
Okay, with all this Pisces energy right now, which is the opposite of Virgo, which is you, Pisces means unfinished business. You have some emotions that need to be released through forgiveness, prayer, meditation, or whatever spiritual practice you use for yourself. And if you can do that, in the next 3 days, you can clear up your energy. Do you have unfinished business with that guy?
Probably, because I care about him and I don't like the fact that he just looks at me for one thing, and I was so good to him and gave so much of myself to him, and I still have feelings for him, but I refuse to let him use me for my body. So, you know, that's unfinished. I resent him, I guess, because he didn't see my value. He just wants one thing. And then, of course, there's someone named Nick, who was a Gemini that I loved so much, and he broke my heart really bad, and that's a big unfinished thing, but I have not heard back from him. I hope he's alive and okay. I don't even know if I'll ever hear from him. So I have a lot.
See, so with Mars in Pisces right now, Mars means to confront your anger. And if you do that through forgiveness, compassion, I would suggest for you being a Virgo, because as you know, Virgo means that you analyze a lot. You analyze everything.
Mm-hmm.
Is that if you can write stuff down on a journal for the next 3 days and then throw it away or burn it on Monday, that's going to clear up your energy. And then the end result of that is that you can find a place in the next 3 weeks to move, because you have balance. You have more balance in your energy field where you can move forwards instead of carrying all that stuff with you. So what's your vibe on that, Frankie?
Yeah, I concur. I think that we need to get the resources to help us through whatever it is. I think last time we were talking, you were talking about moving and a financial, like having a fear of being homeless because you didn't know if you could afford it financially. And I suggested that you do some kind of financial planning, right? And so just the same, like you sound like really incomplete about these relationships. Well, you're the other relationship, and now things are still kind of status quo with Frank. At the end of the day, it's really up to you, you know, like, and I'm really proud of you that you've, like, kind of held your ground about your, how you're going to be with Frank. But if there's something that's not resolved for you, like, you know, you can get, you can call, get some online therapy, online counseling, not therapy, but counseling to kind of support you through that if you need that. You know, work with people. There, people are really available right now. There's a lot of, there are a lot of resources that you can tap into, but, you know, you have to do the work. You're like, you know what I'm saying? Like if there are certain things that are going on in my life and I'm like, okay, then I have to do, I have to make some changes and figure out what those things, what those changes are, and then do the work. So until I feel satisfied that I've transformed that thing in my life. So, and it's something every day, you know? So yeah, did you ever reach out or do any planning about your move or anything like that so that you can figure out if you can sustain yourself?
I did. This week I did a few things. Like I called an apartment complex like close to me to see, you know, what they have available and their pricing. And they said that they don't have any studios or one bedroom, only two bedrooms, and it starts at like $2,200. So that's a no. And also there's like, I didn't see anything else in my area that was kind of like affordable for just one person. And I've been paying off bills to try to at least improve my credit because I feel like that's probably what the only thing I'll have to be able to count on to try to get a place. So I've been paying off things like kind of aggressively.
Great.
And yeah, that's what I've been doing. Those two things are what I did this week.
Well, that's awesome. So good job. Mm-hmm. Yeah, just, you know, I mean, it's, I know Mr. Anthony was saying earlier in the show, like, right now is a good time to, you know, for water, for baths, for, right, candles and, you know.
Right,
just
meditation, the, quiet time, any kind of spiritual practice, yoga, anything like that
yeah.
in the next 3 days would really purify your body of any negative thoughts.
So, like, you kind of yeah, so now you're in action and, like, all the dust and everything is, like, kind of, you've stirred it all up, you know, and your emotions about paying things off so that you can move forward and you're checking into places to move into and stuff. So that's, it's kind of, I think you're absolutely correct. I think they're related to one another. So now the you know, what there is for you to do is to meditate and to just, you know, like Mr. Anthony said, you know, take care of yourself. It is, and it's actually that window to do right now. It's that, right now we are in that window. So when we were...
So in other words, Tamika, if you, the more balance you have inside you with your emotions, feelings, thinking, you come back to zero balance, and then you attract the situation where you can find a place that suits you, see?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
So by doing the thing with the letter, with the letter writing, for example, the more you get emotional, the more you release energy, in other words.
Right. Okay.
Because your Virgo side is always analyzing stuff.
Oh, yeah, I can't stop.
But now it's break time.
Yeah, I'll try. I have Virgo sun and moon, so I'll try.
Exactly. So you analyze it in a double way, everything.
Mm-hmm.
And that's okay. I'm not saying it's bad, but you can analyze and then non-analyze and then trust in the universe that spirit will meet you halfway. See?
Mm-hmm.
Like Frankie said, you got to work on yourself first. It releases energy. If you don't, then you become a victim of their stuff. See my point?
Yeah.
And you don't want to be a victim.
Yeah.
It's like being in prison.
That's so true.
But you're
so
doing
okay
really well. I mean.
Yeah, you are.
Yeah, just like what we talked to you maybe 2 weeks ago. That's a lot of action and new stuff that you've taken in the last couple weeks. That's good. That's progress.
Thank you.
Yeah, keep doing that. And take care of yourself, okay?
Yeah.
Good luck.
Okay. Thanks.
Thank you.
We'll talk to you soon.
You're
welcome. Okay, bye.
Good night.
All right.
All right. Well, I think that wraps up our show for tonight. That was a good, little helping people out through this time and just kind of, people are, what I'm finding is like amazing to me is that the callers that call in, they're so like focused on their, like improving their lives. Like I don't hear anybody like going, when can I stop wearing a mask? Or, you know what I mean? Like, when is this all? I really hear people, like, kind of just doing their life, and I love that. Instead of being, I'm not saying there's no fear or no concerns, but, wow, I think it's really amazing our callers consistently call in about things that they're up to. So
yeah, that's
cool.
True. They're basically very optimistic about life.
Yeah, right? Yeah, and moving forward, and Tamika's looking to move out, and transforming how she is, in relationships with men, Sometimes people come into our lives, like, for us not to be with them, but because we want them so much or we want something to work, like something inside of ourselves transforms, has to change because it doesn't work. And so it's through that process of doing the best thing for yourself that we get what we want, but not with that person. That person's just here to show us something, So.
And then sometimes when you retreat within yourself, you find yourself, and then when you don't retreat, you have more balance because you went within.
Yes, for sure.
So in other words, this whole thing with the quarantine deal, if you look at that as going within, then it's a positive thing because you're focusing on your inner spirit.
Mm-hmm.
And then when you come out of the quarantine, you have more balance because you're focusing on your spiritual growth during this time.
Yeah. Yes, a lot of people are,
basic exercise, low protein diet, basic exercise, spend time in the sun, and if you're inside doing video games online, go outside every couple of hours so you can re-energize your etheric field, your body, your emotions. So the main thing is moderation with all things.
Right. Yeah, so important.
In your case, I know you play with your train set, don't you, Frankie?
A train set? Yeah.
Still have it?
Yeah.
So, Mr. Anthony, if you want to contact Mr. Anthony, everybody, for a phone reading, 661 area code 492-0065. You can text me or call me for a phone reading, 661-492-0065, and find out how that new moon affects you May 22nd. The sun, moon, Mercury, Venus, retrograde, north node, all in Gemini. So a lot of the air signs will benefit with good luck. Gemini, Libra, Aquarius.
I really recommend it. My full readings with you have been so big and so insightful and helpful. It's just kind of having more information to what we need, what's going on. And, like, if you don't understand something, it gives a lot of understanding and confidence. So, I mean, that's kind of what I've, yeah, that's, so I recommend it. I recommend, I mean, it's great to call in and we're here, but I recommend having a reading, like a full reading. Treat yourself to that because it'll help a lot with whatever you're up
to. And the number again is, Frankie, what's the number again for Mr. Anthony readings via phone?
Well, yeah, it's area code
661-492-0065.
Yes. All right.
Or MrAnthonyAstrology@gmail.com. MrAnthonyAstrology@gmail.com to make an appointment for a phone reading. So either way.
There you go.
Well, thank you, Frankie. When is the next show? Next Thursday?
I don't know if it's Thursday.
Next Friday.
It could be next either Friday? One. Maybe. Yeah, we could do Friday.
So either May 21 or May 22, but we'll find out.
Yeah, for sure. I just have a class that it's 2 weeks in a row on Thursdays, so that's why we had to move it from yesterday to today. But we'll figure it out. And we'll let everybody know.
Great. Well, thanks
all right,
again,
everybody,
for
have a great
weekend. Thank you, you too.
Okay, bye.
Bye.